Now we're doing in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. This is letter number 1412. This is actually not a letter. This is actually a telegram in which the Rebbe telegrammed at that time to pass along to all of the Chabad institutions in the Holy Land in Eretz Yisrael. And also a similar language was sent to the leadership of all the other institutions all over the world. And the Rebbe writes over here, and this was dated, the telegram was on Yud Shvat, that was already the second Yahrzeit of the previous Rebbe. He writes in that telegram, in this message, that on the day of the Yahrzeit that we are coming from it on the 10th of Shvat, it is it's a very opportune, it's very big, the merits of the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe, of the previous Rebbe. He is considered the supreme tzaddik who is mashbir bor l'chol ha'oretz, like by Yosef. This is a paraphrasing Yosef, that Yosef used to feed all the land with the food during the hunger over there. So the tzaddik Elyon, referring to the Rebbe, to the previous Rebbe, to his father-in-law, is the one that supplies the sustenance, the food for all the land, and to bring down salvations, blessings, success in anyone who, and all those that are active in his institutions, in the Rebbe's institutions. For sure, you will get together to bring, to arouse and call upon the many to observe mitzvahs, to study Torah, do mitzvahs, to strengthen the Rebbe's institutions, and also his, those are the institutions as far as the various different kinds of schools or other things that he created, and also the things that he instituted, those takonis, like saying chitas and things like that, what the Rebbe says, to help us tie ourselves to the tree of life and to be blessed in all that we need physically and spiritually, looking forward for good news and with blessings.